From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, October 21st, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
This weekend saw clear skies and crisp, sunny fall days, but in Portland and along some of the coast, a king tide brought on in part by the supermoon caused what scientists are calling blue sky flooding. These sunny day flooding incidents are growing more frequent due to sea level rise from human-caused climate change. Molly Enking reports.
In the Old Port this weekend, some people rolled up their pants or donned rain boots to wade through 8 inches of water to grab lunch at Jay's Oyster or Luke's Lobster down on the Portland Pier. This weekend, high tides were roughly 1.5 to 2 feet higher than average. This part of Portland and other salt marshes, beaches, and areas along Maine's coast can expect to see more instances of blue sky flooding this fall and in years to come. It's due to sea level rise and changing current patterns from a warming ocean. Gail Bonus, Municipal Climate Action Program Manager at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, says she's seen the number of these events multiply drastically in just the last 9 years.
So they're not just increasing in the frequency of the events, but then also the depth of the flood that, or extent of the flooding that we're experiencing.
She says Mainers should start checking the tides as often as they do the weather to keep an eye out for flooding events that might disrupt plans or commutes. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
The Maine Eviction Prevention Pilot Program today opens to applicants who are behind on their rent and could lose their housing. Carol Bousquet reports.
The program was designed based on data gathered during the pandemic that showed evictions were occurring for renters who were about $1,500 behind in their rent. Victoria Morales, executive director of the Quality Housing Coalition, contracted to oversee the pilot, says it's aimed at preventing evictions.
We're hopeful that through our partnerships with our legal service providers who are in court with folks who know of everyone who is in the deepest end, and we're also in partnership with the judicial branch, that we really are able to prevent evictions and that we will see those numbers go down. And that is sort of the measure that we're all looking at.
Morales says the program will help households earning less than 60% of the local area median income and those paying up to 125% of fair market value for rent. Eligible households will receive a one-time payment to catch up on their rent and then rental assistance for a year. Morales says she hopes 800 to 1,000 households can be assisted through the program, supported by $18 million in state funds. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
Fishery regulators have given the lobster industry a reprieve by delaying new size limits for 6 months. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission says increasing the minimum lobster size by fractions of an inch will help rebuild dwindling stocks. Dan McKiernan, director of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries, says after the new rules take effect on July 1st, harvesters can expect landings to decline by about 10%.
But I think by the time these two gauge increases take place, both they'll see a net gain in weight, and I hope we can stabilize the stock for the future.
Research indicates that the number of lobsters nearing their legal catch size have declined by 44% since 2018. But the proposed rule changes are opposed by some in the industry who are concerned about an unfair advantage for Canada, which has not increased size limits. Regulators hope the delay gives Canada more time to adopt complementary limits. Maine's community college system is celebrating record enrollment this fall, reaching 20,000 students for the first time. That's a 10% increase from last year. Still, System President David Daigler says the growth has created some challenges, including increased faculty workloads.
They want to make sure that they meet that student's needs. Now they've got more students sort of at their door, and they feel that pressure.
Daigler credits much of the growth to the state's free community college program launched by Governor Janet Mills 2 years ago. Some 17,000 students have taken advantage of that program. Daigler says transfer partnerships with the UMaine system have also boosted enrollment for students looking for a stepping stone to a four-year degree. Percentage-wise, Washington County Community College saw the greatest enrollment change, jumping 18% year over year. Meteorologists are predicting that Maine will likely see above average temperatures this winter due to the La Nina climate pattern. Hunter Tubbs with the National Weather Service in Portland says despite the milder temperatures, outlier weather events can still occur.
Outlier events do still happen during these overall patterns. So even if we do end up having a warmer than average winter, that doesn't mean that we still can't get, you know, large winter storms with heavy snowfall and so forth.
La Nina conditions occur when temperatures in parts of the Pacific Ocean remain below average for 3 months. Due to its delayed onset, this year's La Nina is expected to be fairly weak, with only minor effects on the weather. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the business of food. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.